The World This Week, Politics.
The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released the first part of its latest assessment report, The Earth is Warming. Even with a drastic reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, temperatures will probably be 1.5 degrees Celsius above their late 19th century levels by 2050. Climate change is underway, the report laments, with all the environmental consequences that brings. The extent of the damage depends on the cumulative build-up of emissions and can be limited if the world strives for net zero carbon emissions. Andrew Cuomo said he would resign as governor of New York after his Democratic colleagues in the state assembly prepared to impeach him over allegations from 11 women of sexual harassment. Mr. Cuomo insists his actions did not amount to misconduct and said he was forced out by a political system driven by the extremes. Republicans in the state legislature in Texas issued arrest warrants for Democratic lawmakers who have left the state so that a quorum can't be reached to pass a bill on electoral procedures. The Democrats say the bill is racist. This came after the state Supreme Court lifted a stay on the legislature from making the arrests. The Senate passed a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. The legislation was supported by 19 Republicans. It now goes to the House, where there is little sign of a similar blossoming of bipartisanship, especially over a budget plan that increases spending on programs for the poor and raises taxes on the rich. The Taliban continued their onslaught, capturing 10 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals in less than a week. They have murdered civil servants and ordered single women to marry their troops. America, Britain and India have asked their citizens to leave immediately.